Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zeit Gang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this special Week Trend edition. I guess they're getting less special since we've been doing it for about close to a year now.
But it's special in that it's a departure from the norm of our...
A departure. A little bit of a break from the norm, to quote my favorite rapper. Is that Will Smith? Yeah, anyways, I'm Jack O'Brien. Mm-hmm. That is Miles Gray. Hey, it is
great Philly
April
reference.
Fool's Day. Oh, shit. Wait. Shit. I am Miles Gray.
And Let me do that again. I am John DeSantis. Yes.
Fucking got you guys.
It's a fucking joke.
You should have seen the fucking look on your face. Because it's scary April for Fool's me, Day.
Yeah.
That got scary. You kind of went away there for a second.
Yeah.
You didn't know who you were.
Yeah. It kind of fucked me up.
I can tell. You're not like, great. At something improv, came over your face.
And, yeah. I was like, am I John DeSantis?
Who is? Anyways, I mean, we're going to get into it. It's April Fool's Day and the pranks are coming fast and thick.
Yeah.
Especially in my household.
I can tell.
And by my household, I mean, you know, we have the sign out front and we have one of the things, you know, that we have on there is that in this house, we believe that Elon Musk is the funniest comedian.
Oh, my God, dude. Killing it today.
Killing
it. Lock him up for murder because he's fucking killing it with the jokes. Also maybe lock him up for murder.
Yeah, just generally.
There might be something there. I don't know.
So we're going to get into the things that trended over the weekend, the things that are trending right now. But before we do that, we do like to get to know each other a little bit better.
Yes.
By telling you some things we think are underrated and overrated.
Yeah.
You want to start? You want me to start?
Sure. What are we doing? Unders?
Unders.
Unders? For unders? Unders. Got to say, underrated. Just... After seeing some posts on the internet this last Easter Sunday, the servers and kitchen staff on these holiday brunch days, underrated. Because I think in the past, you know, we talk a lot about how, like during the holidays, especially Valentine's Day, that seems to be the moment in the service industry that people are like, it's fucked up. Like it's high tension. There's a lot of expectations and it bleeds over into, but I'm seeing just from like people's screeds about shitty Easter brunches that they've had that like come off as like,
oh, no,
you sound like a fucking entitled prick. Actually, it doesn't sound like you had the worst fucking Easter brunch ever in memory. It sounds like
your server did.
Yeah. No, 100%. And like the ability. And then like this whole thing, like I saw a couple. I'll be honest. I saw three different Instagram stories from people that like I'm not really friends with, but, you know, just like people you've interacted with in the past, so you follow them. And like they were all versions of like the service was like awful, although it would always be like all these insults to the kitchen staff, the wait staff, and then it's like, but the server was trying to be patient, like trying to soften like the preceding nonsense that was being described in the post to try and soften that blow.
Right.
And again, I just like seeing how people are deciding to even go public about how terrible their Easter brunch is. I'm like, no, it's the people that have to fucking deal with you and not like throw hot tea on your head that they are the true heroes.
Truly.
And so, yeah. And I think it's just one of those things where all of these days, like it's like these moments where strained familial relationships and expectations just inevitably spill over into how you interact with wait staff or the people at the restaurant.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just think, they got a string of them coming up. You got Easter brunch. You got Mother's Day brunch. That's going to be another one where people are going to fucking freak out.
Right.
So, you know, a salute to them.
Dads and grads. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel
salute.
Like, I don't know. Do people lose it as much on, I feel like people don't give a shit about their dads enough to be like, yeah, man, right, we were to do something special for you, dad. Like it's more mom that you're like, no, my everything's got to be right for my fucking mom.
Leave dad alone, dad. But
anyway. Yeah. I salute them because I've already seen, there's already posts like I like to go on TripAdvisor too to look at just what the roundup is for angry people. I just love reading like fucking seething reviews of places because it's more just a look into the person than like a reflection on the restaurant most of the time.
Yeah, some of the wildest shit from people who think that they're telling you helpful information about how bad their dining experience was. And also, I do wonder, Zeitgang, who works in, you know, who's worked service industry during these holidays. I'm curious if there is like a hierarchy, like if Easter is worse because people are coming from church. And so they're like, well, I already did my good shit for the week. I can treat this person.
I already shouted out the resurrection. So I'm fine to fucking scream at somebody.
We're good here.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, let us know if you have a ranking of like worst days.
I feel like Mother's Day has to be the, like, you know what I mean? Like, is it's built around this parental relationship and all the trauma that comes along with that. And like in a day where you're pretending to, depending on your relationship with the mother, could be celebratory, could be like passive aggressive. It could be like, I have to do this, or my mom's going to fucking freak out. And then, you know, I don't know. But tell us.
Yeah.
You tell us.
My underrated is celebrities' bullshit, like the shit they have laying around their house, apparently. There's a New Yorker article about how the celebrity memorabilia market is booming. Like rich people, instead of putting a Van Gogh up on the wall, are putting like Kurt Cobain's sweater from the MTV Unplugged on their wall.
Yeah.
And first of all, I'm not here to say one way or another. I can tell you which one I'd be more impressed with, and it ain't the Van Gogh.
Yeah.
But apparently the price goes up the dirtier it is. Like the Cobain sweater apparently has, like, I think what they described as like a brown crust in one of the pockets that people speculate is probably vomit, given where he was at during that performance.
So what, he's vomiting in his pocket like a little kid?
Yeah, just like a little quick vomit in the pocket. We've all been there. But that raises the price. Like the price goes down if the sweater or, you know, the piece of memorabilia has been washed or disinfected.
Right.
Like we want their funk all over it. Like we want it to be filthy.
You want their vomit in it.
Yeah. Like a jack-off rag from Kurt Cobain would be like the highest valued thing that people could think of.
Yeah, like a spunk sock of fucking Kurt Cobain. You know what's wild though too? This sweater, like it's a cardigan. It's so nondescript that like I'm seeing people replicate it, like just to like the style. And I feel like now it makes me want to be like, you know what that sweater is I got right here, right?
Right.
That's a fucking Unplugged fucking Nirvana. That's Cobain's fucking sweater, dude. Yeah, exactly. Don't mind the price tag.
But I think this makes a lot of sense for the same reason we've been like speculating, like with a lot of the experiences people were having around Taylor Swift concerts being comparable to like religious experiences.
Right.
And, you know, tracking the rise of a kind of spiritual, almost like quasi-spiritual relationship to celebrity with the fall of religion. And this just feels like almost a one-to-one. Like, I'm pretty sure the Catholic Church has things that were, I mean, they have like the mythical Kurt Cobain sweater
from Turin.
Unplugged. Yeah, the Shroud of Turin.
Yeah.
Like, they had to invent a thing. Like, that's
honestly
how much they would fuck with this kind of logic of this was touched by, you know, John Paul II.
The thing is, like, even with the Shroud of Turin, I'm like, I don't know if Jesus existed. I know Kurt Cobain existed, and I've seen that Unplugged. So that has fucking value to me. That could be any old fucking shroud of anywhere. It could be a Shroud of Norwalk, California, for all I know.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I know like the Catholic Church sells like medals blessed by the Pope, and I'm sure those medals would go for way more if they like promised that the Pope had, you know, like fallen asleep and drooled on it or whatever.
Oh yeah. I mean, like, think about how much people were like paying for like a hotel bill that was signed by like John Lennon and Yoko when they were like in that hotel forever.
Right. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
People would just be like, that scrap from room service, six figures instantly.
Yeah.
But
it's like, it has an inverse relationship to how I would feel about any other human. Like, so if you said that you were selling the sheet from that picture where he's like naked and like spooning her, like kind of monkey style.
Yeah.
Like if you sold that sheet, I think people would be super into it.
Oh yeah.
Like it would go for like $1 million.
And if there's like pubes on it, dude.
Yeah. If there's pubes on it, even better.
Yeah.
But like if it was literally anybody else and you're checking into that hotel room, like it would be the worst thing that you could possibly imagine. Right.
It's all context, baby.
But the article says the market kind of went up during COVID because people were at home with money. And again, this like mainstream media thing of like people were on a spending spree just, you know, during COVID, once they got that stimulus check, just like the media likes to paint this version of us that like you get the stimulus check and then
greedy little piggies,
just like people like passed out in a pile of like half unboxed flat screen TVs.
Yeah.
But so they're attributing it to that, like feeling nostalgic and at home. And but I would add that they were afraid of death now more than ever. And
yes,
like that this gives you a connection to like the quotes throughout the article are people being like, this is immortality right there. Like this touching this Eric Clapton Stratocaster that was gifted to him by, you know, George Harrison.
This is the one he put down when he saw Jimi Hendrix play live for the first time and rethought everything in terms of guitar playing.
Yeah. It's just trying, like connecting to immortality in some way via Kurt Cobain's dried vomit in your pocket.
Also way better stuff to collect than fucking Harlan Crowe's like Hitler crap.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's a room, even if it's like niche, like no one's going to be like, ooh, I don't know about all this Kurt Cobain stuff. Like they'll be like, oh, okay, dude, that's fine. Versus like, you want to see a Nazi tea set?
Like, they did say, they said that they studied how disinfection related to celebrity memorabilia. And so with like Kurt Cobain, the dirtier, the better.
Better, right.
With Hitler, they were people were like, yeah, could you run that through the wash real quick? Like,
yeah.
One time. Like we'd love to get.
Kind of freaky. But I want it. I still like, want it. I still want it. I still
which
want
I'm a little surprised by. Like, I feel like the people who are into Nazi shit, like, would be like, I, like, want whatever the closest is to the experience of Hitler taking a shit on my head.
Right.
You know?
No, it's to that. Because
that
know
is,
you,
that was how he related. That was,
I don't know
that was
if you
like
remember
his,
super producer Anna was saying, ask if we watched The Gentleman, the new Guy Ritchie series.
Yeah, I've been I watched the first two eps.
Okay, well, I won't spoil it, but there is someone who's really into some Hitler shit and something very specific that is a piece of Hitler memorabilia that's obviously fake for the show, but it encapsulates literally what you're saying, like to almost nearly a T.
Yeah. Well, Hitler was like, that was his fetish and like to the point that he like needed that in order to get off was a woman shitting on his head. So.
Oh, well, yeah. This is a little bit different. But
oh, okay.
But it's let's just say it is a physical remnant of Adolf Hitler.
Got
that
it.
That someone is really into collecting in this show.
All right. What's overrated, Miles? Is there
overrated,
something you think is overrated?
The act of posting through it. This is something that we see. It's a new phenomenon. Okay. It's something that has been brought through in the social media age. And if you're not familiar with when someone goes, oh, they're posting through it. It's when someone is in the midst of some kind of scandal or controversy, drama, and everyone knows about it, but they use their social media to act as if, nothing's going on, you know, or it doesn't bother me, or this is actually really funny to me. That's actually why I'm posting about it.
Right.
Like really leaning into it. And there's a great example this Sunday with Sean P. Diddy Love Trafficking Combs, who... posted, this man is embroiled in a pretty dark and seemingly wide-reaching criminal controversy with trafficking. I mean, like, Department of Homeland Security is the one that you got mixed up with. It's not like the cops, you know what I mean? Or like the DEA, or like, oh, it's drugs. It's like Homeland Security, like the new one they made up to terrorize like brown people from the Middle East. That's now they're coming after. What are you doing, P. Diddy? So he posted a picture of his like I think youngest daughter in Easter clothes, like, this is my daughter Love. The daughter's name is Love Sean Combs. Yikes.
Jesus.
And just like, yeah, I guess he thought this would help like reorient his like sinking ship. But there's this like weird power that I think famous people think they have that becomes like, you know, clear when they do goofy shit like this. Like they really think by just going, Well, I want to talk about how cute my little baby daughter is, and not that I'm in the center of multiple scandals and potentially like one of the most prolific predators in the music industry. Like, that's enough to change the discourse. And I'm like, sir, just fucking vanish, man. Like, don't fuck it. Like, whatever. I mean, I don't know. Like, you're revealing the world that you think you operate in, where you're truly like the fucking lever puller of all that exists in your reality. But in this instance, yep. Make sure. Yeah. Good thing those comments are off. Just post through it, but it's not doing what you think is doing, P. Diddy. No.
Yeah. It's like the, Kevin Spacey Christmas videos.
Yeah.
The Let Me Be Frank videos.
Yes.
Where he's like, y'all still love this though. I know you're disgusted by some of my behaviors, but,
I know you're disgusted by like me.
Right.
Personally, but how about I remedy that by showing you me?
Yeah.
No,
but still the play the hits, baby. All right. My overrated are the April Fool's pranks my kids played on me this morning.
Shots fired. Jesus.
Just dog shit, you guys. The signs saying kick me and poop on me and pee on me.
All right, Hitler.
Were uninspired. I could feel you putting them on me.
Oh my God.
The magnetile obstacle course that you laid out was perfectly visible before I got to them. Also, you put toy sharks in the obstacle field. I like sharks, so I'm not sure what you're going for. Writing U R S R spelled A E R. Nice try. Fart
English.
Or poop or pee pee. Uninspired. So indecisive, by the way. Or maybe.
Oh,
and.
Is it Uchiwali or is it one Mike? Yeah. Am I fart or am I poo poo?
Yeah. Thank you. Make up your mind. And then when those stopped working, they just started shooting me in the butt and penis with Nerf guns.
Yep.
And hitting me with foam swords. Like,
yeah, that's the time-honored tradition, is shooting your parents in the junk with some kind of projectile.
Yeah.
I remember I had the ballzooka.
It was funny. They just thought, they were just like immediately like, yeah, it's a free-for-all today, because I don't know where they got the idea that they could just shoot me because it was April Fool's Day. But that had been discussed prior to this morning, and we went to war.
Wow. I just love a scathing postmortem on your children's.
I work in comedy, you guys. This is, you need to step it up.
This, you know what's so funny? This
so
is triggering the fuck out of me, man. I remember doing this kind of shit and getting a response, same response out of my dad. He's like, you ain't fooling nobody with that.
Yeah.
He's like, that's all you got? I remember I was so in my fucking bag about that. I asked my mom the next time, I was like, I'm going to do something real. I'm going to really get him to believe something messed up. And I think I ran it by my mom. I was going to say that, like, so when my dad like had this cat for, since I was, before I was born. So at the time when I was like six, this cat was like 16 or something. And I was like, I'm going to fucking tell my dad the cat's dead.
Oh no, Miles.
Because I was shamed so bad. By
for the
like,
other ones.
Oh, yeah. You think these minuscule attacks are enough to shift me and get me to believe some shit? Try harder. And I was like, and as a kid, I'm like, oh, okay, I'll harder. I don't have nuance, so I'll just go to extreme. Like,
right.
Your cat is dead. Your foster parents have been killed.
Yeah.
Wolfie is dead. Like, that's where my mind went, because I was like, I don't know what to fucking do. So,
did he buy careful. It? Did he bite?
No, my mom was like, don't fuck. She's like, no.
Don't do that.
Yeah, I was talked out of it. I remember vividly being like, this is the answer. And I think it was like my mom or maybe my grandfather, someone be like, no, that ain't that fool. Like, don't even do that. Like, just like put Ben Gay in his underwear or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You may notice that I have clown makeup on. The one prank that I guess was pretty good is they did tie my shoelaces together and then perfectly... measure the distance that I would fall, so my head fell into a bucket that I couldn't get off, and then when I pulled the bucket off, I did have clown makeup all over my face. So I guess that one, well, you got me, guys.
Fine.
But I don't know, needs work would be my grade.
Hey, kids, don't go extreme on it, you know what I mean? Just You know, I think you should take your father's critiques as a sign that they actually, they got to him. And that's his only defense now.
No.
So be like, they didn't get to me. It's fine.
No.
Your dad is posting through it. He's posting through it.
Your dad is.
It's fine. Like, you thought that was
your
cool.
Dad
it's not
crying
actually good.
A little bit.
Yeah.
I'm poo-poo or poo-poo. Bullshit,
I'm
man.
John DeSantis. I don't know. I don't know.
All right. Let's take a quick break, and yeah, we'll come back and talk about some news stories. We'll be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
And we're back.
We are back.
And we are back. And Sunday, March 31st, was Transgender Day of Visibility. It was also, as you may have heard, the day that Christians eat chocolate bunny rabbits to celebrate Easter. And a ton of right-wing people freaked out.
Oh, yeah.
Because they claimed the White House issued a proclamation celebrating Transgender Day of Visibility. And people were like, that's Biden is attacking Easter. Mike Johnson called the overlapping occasions abhorrent,
yeah,
on Twitter. While presumably like just barely keeping himself from jacking off to porn and having a record of his jack off session sent to his son.
Hey, Covenant Eyes, man. Still fucking with the Covenant Eyes
via his app that does that.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, also, like, dude, everybody had the most bad faith takes. Christy Noem said Joe Biden banned religious themed eggs at the White House Easter egg design contest for kids. And he announced that tomorrow's National Transgender Visibility Day. Did he forget that tomorrow's Easter Resurrection Sunday? That kind of sounds like a sporting event. Joe Biden in his White House, blah, 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 blah. Newt Gingrich, is President Biden literally out of touch with reality? such a literally? Stupid, literally out of touch with like, what? And how is he touching reality? Literally,
yeah. What? How would you literally be in touch with reality?
Is it like that? Like that fresco that's in the Sistine Chapel, like where God and Adam are like touching fingers? Is that like the like in my mind that's being in touch with reality in a weird way, like touching God? Anyway. I said, why would he take away Christianity's holiest day, Easter, and declare it to be, quote, transgender day of visibility? Why? I say, we would be irritated whenever he did it, but doing it on Easter is an obscene insult to every Christian. Interesting.
Yeah.
Because that's exactly what happened, and that's exactly what happened.
Day before, he was like, oh, tomorrow's Easter. Let me do this thing that's going to piss off Christians because the whole world revolves around them. And we'll make it in your face, trans day of visibility.
Right.
In your face, Christians. Oh, wait. It's always been trans visibility day.
Yeah.
March 31st. It doesn't change year to year, unlike Easter. Easter falls on different dates. I didn't realize it was like moon based.
Yeah.
Because the moon's phases determine Easter's date. Western Easter is the first Sunday after the first full moon after the equinox, while Eastern Easter is after Passover.
That makes more sense, right? Because the setting of the Passion is during Passover.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, like, I remember Her Majesty was like, how come Passover and Easter, like, aren't just locked in as the same time? Like, in the Bible, isn't that what's happening, like, when he's getting crucified? Like, wasn't the Last Supper, like, potentially some kind of Seder, maybe?
Right.
But then we had, I did this whole thing, and I looked into it. I'm like, oh, it's like the Council of the Elves of Trent made this proclamation in 330 that Easter shall be the first Sunday after the full moon after the equinox. And then I'm like, oh, okay.
It's kind of witchy for Christianity to be like into the phases of the moon.
A lot of that stuff is, they don't want to talk about it.
Yeah. A lot of druids doing dances around.
Yeah. A lot of night elves working in there. But yeah, again, like it's just so stupid to be like, he changed it. They fucking do this every time there's a national day. The office of the president says like, oh yeah, it's proclaimed that this day is this day. That's been this day for over a decade now. Yeah. And then the other attack that people have been going on is like, and they banned religious designs. That has been the fucking rules for 45 fucking years or however long this thing has been happening across all administrations. It's like, dude, we don't need religious designs. We get it. It's fucking Easter. If we ever see another Jesus egg, I'm going to fucking lose it.
Nice try, Biden. Think we wouldn't notice?
Yeah.
Actually, it happened 45 years ago.
Right, exactly. And you didn't. Everything's just all bad faith reads on everything. And then just be like, I thought this president's supposedly a Catholic. It's like, don't worry. He is. He's out loud being like, I don't like abortion.
Right.
Telling y'all that. I'll say that out loud. I don't care.
Yeah.
But, you know, I get it. Like, times are changing. But, hey, I'm still big C Catholic, Poppy.
Don't worry.
Don't worry.
I feel like Joe Biden really loves Easter. Like, I feel like that's a big, big holiday for him.
Yeah. I feel like he seems like one of those guys where it's like, every Easter, my grandpa, he loves to eat the Dove truffle chocolate eggs. That's his favorite thing. And sit in his rocking chair. And then we bring our eggs to him, and he'll open them and then eat our candy. And it's fun. That's all he does. And then grandma gets mad. Yeah, he must love it. He must love it.
All right. Millions of AT&T customers just had their personal info published on the dark web. I got a nice email about this Easter morning.
Uh-huh.
Thanks a lot, AT&T, for ruining Easter.
He is risen. Yeah. And by he, we mean your social security and login information has risen up on the dark web.
Reportedly, the personal data of 73 million current or former AT&T customers, including addresses, social security numbers, and passcodes, was published on the dark web, which is less than ideal for those of us who count ourselves among the 73 million current and former AT&T.
One of the 73 million. See, that's why I'm with T-Mobile. You know what I mean? They know too many people who use T-Mobile go into collections, so they don't even bother trying to get that information. But hey, man, must be hard. But I mean, this feels like every fucking 3 months I'm getting some letter be like, we're so sorry. Everything about you has been leaked onto the dark web.
It's Like, it does almost feel like we should just come up with a new way to keep track of shit at this point.
Right.
Like, our social security numbers are burnt.
Like, burnt.
I feel like we're, you know, in the Mission Impossible where they're like, we got to get the data file before all of these IDs get burnt. Well, we exist in the world where he accidentally peed a little bit on the guy while he was hanging from the ceiling. And
oh, they caught list. Him.
Yeah, the knock list, exactly. Yeah. We're all on the knock list, and the knock list has been burnt.
Yeah, we're burnt.
Yeah.
The spot has been burnt. Sorry, we can't smoke weed here anymore.
Like 330 million people in the U.S., and they just sold 70 million of their personal information and social security numbers on the dark web. So feels like that's a significant enough chunk that it's not enough to just be like, and we've got you, like, you get to know Norton Antivirus
right.
very well, because they're your new friends.
Like, AT&T like. Is just on a run right now, man.
I know. It's been a little over a month since the mass outage.
Yeah. And now Sawi, your blood type, birthday, and Social Security are out there on some knock list.
Yeah.
Hey, change those passwords, man. Change those passwords. I had to figure that out. I not the hard way, but I realized, like, once, you know how, like, browsers will be like, if you save your passwords in a browser, they'll be like, hey, your passwords were found in an information leak, like, yeah, these following ones, you should change them. I'm like, oh, they were all the same word, like,
yeah,
like password I had from like the AOL era,
right,
where I was like Nissan Pathfinder 97.
Yeah, that's
don't look that, don't try that, don't, no one try that.
So do you do that. The like randomized ones, like the just big long,
oh yeah, now string? Hell yeah, when it's like, hey, can we suggest a fucking password, you loser?
Yeah.
Rather than like, I like weed. I'm like, okay, I'll listen. And it's like, and I'm like, yeah, that seems solid. That
yes,
seems solid.
Please, that one.
Yes.
All right. Big news for Donald Trump. Like, there's a bunch of positive news stories, I guess,
thank
for Donald
God.
Trump's like money problems over the weekend, because Truth Social, I guess, went public last week,
yeah,
and he's now valued at like $5 billion. Like, he's a tech billionaire again. He's a billionaire again, and a tech billionaire probably for the first time. But it's such a weird story. Like, they keep talking about how his partner in this deal is like the owner of a shell company. But like, that's not a bad term anymore. They're just like, and he's like monetizing his political influence. They're like, so all these people are gambling that he's going to like win the next presidential election.
Someone, I forget who it was, maybe in the New Republic, they called it a Trump and dump scheme, like
okay.
with this stock, just to get up, because like everyone's like, they lost like over $50 million last year. This isn't a prof. This is a fucking fire. This is a dumpster fire. This isn't an investment.
Yeah, suffered a net loss of $58 million last year. Brought in. So like, I was like, oh, but so they must be advertising a bunch on Truth Social. I, you know, try and spend as much time as I can on Truth Social, but that amounts to never having gone on it. And it brought in $4.1 million in revenue in 2023.
Yeah, great. I love that. That sounds good. Sounds like a good business. I want in. How much of my money can I give you?
Right.
How many monies would you like?
It's just like such an indictment of the whole, like, Wall Street, you know, like the idea that there's any there in the whole Wall Street world.
Right.
Like, it's, you know, just valuations based on kind of nonsense, just growth, as we've talked about before in the tech world. Like, that's all they care about.
It's like the promise, you know, like when people like look at Tesla and they're like, well, how much money are you like making? They're like, well, dude, think about like what it can do though. Like, what the potential, that's what it is. Think about that. Like,
so their future like end game for this is he gets elected president, and then like that makes the network grow, and he's like just raking in advertising money. And like subscription money, I guess.
Yeah.
It feels so weird that like the president would be monetizing the presidency.
Yeah. But here we are. I mean, like, it's really just, it's like real, all like traditional oligarch shit, right? Because the guy that he's doing this the merger is with this investor billionaire named Jeff Yass. Where are the Yas Queen headlines for this? Because it's right
where
there for
Yas
you.
Where Yas Queen's at? I bet it's
because without him, right? Without him being like the person to merge with the Donald Trump media company, there's no billions of valuation added to, or $1 billion of valuation added to Trump's net worth. And as like journalists are looking more into it, they're like, oh, this is what the fuck is going on. This guy, Yas, is an investor in TikTok.
Yeah.
And so when Trump came out, there are a lot of people being like, who's this reversal benefiting? Because it's not just because Trump gives a fuck. It's because he can monetize his opinion to try and change the direction of the herd. And yeah. With Yas being a donor of TikTok, they're like, got it. So this is the tit for tat here. You're going to reverse course and be like, no, TikTok is very good. We love it. And I want all of my MAGA faithful to also believe that. And then you get to get just basically get some cash injection to fight your legal fees. It's all right there. It's all just there in front of us.
I don't know what, like maybe my, like I said, maybe it's the hard reset I gave my brain with one of those massage guns to the temple, but it does, like all these, the past couple of weeks of Trump stories, and particularly this one and the Bible sales one, are just like hitting me as like, wait, what? Like,
oh, yeah.
Like it just feels like we've reached a level of cynicism and like open oligarchy in this case that is just kind of staggering.
Well, like, yeah, and the reporting on it is like, yeah, and that's the guy he's working with. The guy usually said he doesn't like Trump anyway, so that's why he has money.
That's a smart, like, yeah, they're just like, this guy's a maverick and really smart. Like, yeah. If he's doing this, it's like, fuck, what?
He's ducking accountability and these people are enabling it because they know they can now buy influence over this guy, like quite literally, and just be like, dude, yeah. I'm fucking way too in on TikTok, man. I can't handle this shit right now.
Like there's just this rotten logic at the core of the entire system that the mainstream media buys into, with like Wall Street being the economy and corporations basically having all the power to do whatever they want at this point. And so the mainstream media, like, I feel like this is a savvy move by Trump because he just recognizes that like, it's taking advantage of the one thing the mainstream media won't call out, which is just like how blatantly and completely fucking corrupt like the whole Wall Street system is. So they just have to be like, yeah, I guess he's like got a lot of money now.
And that's how you do it. I mean, that's one way to do it. But yeah. Anyway, Yas Queen. That's my op-ed for the Wall Street Journal.
Yeah, the Wall Street Journal is really just like, Donald Trump had a big week. Oh, it's like,
cool.
Wow.
Cool.
All right. Let's take a quick break and we'll come back and talk about some more news stories. We'll be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com.
Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit visible.com.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
And we're back.
We're back.
And in a slightly related story to my underrated, people can't stop stealing shit from Air Force One, particularly like journalists who travel on Air Force One. Just can't stop themselves from just like grabbing some shit. And at first I was like, oh, this is, you know, not that huge a deal. This is just, you know, sorry. We just got a news alert from Jabari.
I know Embiid is coming back.
Nearing a return expected. All right.
Hold on 1 second. Okay.
Hold on 1 second. Embiid. I just saw Embiid's picture. So I need to make sure that he's not like being traded. All right. So, like, at first I was like, oh, okay, they like grabbed a pen or something. But no, NBC correspondent Kelly O'Donnell is the president of the White House Correspondents Association and sent an email out being like, would you guys stop fucking taking shit off of Air Force One? It like looks, it's a bad look for the media. And one person was like, okay, here you go, and returned an Air Force One embroidered pillowcase. Like, they had stolen
my bad.
Fucking...
You th- my bad.
Oh, I didn't know I wasn't supposed You're to doing do too that. Much.
You took... They'll notice a if a motherfucking pillowcase is gone. Take the fucking shit... Like, take a fucking pen or some shit, or a wine glass.
Right.
Some other shit. Which I didn't realize that's what people were taking, too, were, like, the fucking wine glasses.
Yeah. It's truly, I mean, wine glasses make sense given what we previously discussed of like there being some filth to it. Yeah. So like pillowcase, you got your presidential like head sweat.
Well, can they get close to Joe Byron's pillowcase? I can't imagine.
Probably not. But
there's probably like other beds. Like it's just other pillows. Like every pillow on the plane has an embroidered pillowcase. So you're just coming up on one of those.
But I think that's the promise, right? That's when you're selling me the Air Force One embroidered pillowcase, the thing that's popping into my mind that made me bid on it.
You're like, I got to smell it first.
Yeah, exactly.
Let me smell it.
Does it smell like Werther's Originals and like kind of rotting vegetables?
Yeah, what's that scalp probably do? What's that scalp do? Let me know.
And yeah, baby powder. His scalp has to smell like baby powder, right?
Who?
Joe Biden. It seems so dry.
It smells like a medicated sock.
A medicated sock. Interesting.
I don't know what that is, but it feels like a sock that you put like mentholated cream or something into.
Yeah,
to,
like, yeah, help, yeah. Help, like Vicks Vapor Rub.
Yeah. But it's mixed with a foot.
Yeah.
Like I feel like he just sprays the top of his head with like Lysol or something and calls it a shower.
A secret that everybody who works at the White House knows is that if you're having some congestion issues, you just smell Joe Biden's scalp and it clears your shit right out.
Away.
It's like
magic.
A bowl of kimchi soup, you know, just your shit just clears right out. But yeah, I respect it. I mean, it's clear that journalists aren't being paid enough, but it's actually not a good grind. It seems like people aren't paying that much.
Also, I'm sorry, I'm coming the fuck up if I'm on Air Force One. I don't give a fuck what Kelly O'Donnell has to say, how it makes us look. This is my shit.
Yeah.
This is my tax. Who, oh, you pay for this, Joe Biden? No. Who did? The taxpayer. So guess
Thank
what?
Thank you.
I will take a blanket. I will take the captain's hat. I will try and dislodge the fucking, you know, the control sticks or whatever from the car. I'll do that shit. I don't care. That's mine.
That's mine.
Yeah.
Just take the whole frame of like the lights and the little air thing that blows air on you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I just like anything I can basically get my grubby little fingers on to just pry off. They're like, this guy's like dismantling his row. Like, we have to get him off the plane. And he keeps proclaiming it's his shit. I don't know what to do.
I paid for this.
Yeah.
That flotation device. I mean, that's basically cushion? True.
Yeah. That'd be so funny. You just pull the fuck. Just, you know how, because sometimes the seat cushion itself is the flotation device. It's like removable. You just rip that shit off and you come. You just saunter off the plane with that. You're like, Miles, I'm like, what? What?
Yeah.
I'm late.
You got a problem?
I'm late. My kid has a fucking basketball game I need to go to. Get the fuck out of my way.
The White House's position is that journalists who want a souvenir can get a package of M&Ms decorated with the presidential seal.
Nope.
But only sometimes.
Don't want it. Sorry. Yeah. I'm taking the seat cushion. I'll cut the seatbelt. I'll get scissors. I'll clip the seatbelt. That's mine. That's my seatbelt now. I'm sorry. Yeah.
You just wear that as a belt now.
I feel like every person should feel like that when you're in the presence of the opulence of how our government spends tax money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know how, like, because people get, we talked about this too, especially when, like, Trump's first administration with people like Scott Pruitt and people being like, I want all this money to be like, I want a new desk or I want this furniture or I want to take, I want Dean and DeLuca candy all the time. I'm like, if that's how y'all are spending it, don't fucking look at me wild when I go in there and be like, I'm sorry, I'm taking this fucking respirator device from the overhead part. Yeah. I'm taking it. I'm taking from them because for years they've been taking from me, as Tupac says.
This wish, this is my wish. So I'm taking it back. I'm taking them all back. You quote Tupac, I quote Goonies. You can actually buy one of these souvenir boxes of M&Ms from the George W. Bush administration for $6.99 on eBay right now. So that's not making anybody money, man. You got to come up with something better than this.
Oh, hell yeah. My fucking, my seat belt that I'm clipping, that shit's going to look right. I'll do nice images. Also, the box, I'm so sorry. This like doesn't feel like you were on Air Force One. It looks like you bought it looks like a weird deck of cards.
Yeah, it does. It looks like a George W. Bush deck of cards. You would get at the Houston airport.
But not like the racist ones where they're like the Al Qaeda's most wanted deck of cards
that people
were buying like in the fucking early aughts.
And this is just a Persian guy that we're putting on here for reason. Yeah, we ran out of Al Qaeda guys.
Sorry. Yeah, no, that was Cousin Balky from that 80s TV show there. Right. Sorry to that man.
All right. And finally, just a rundown of some of the April Fool's jokes on the internet so far. I mean, it's always bad. So far, so bad. This year feels especially dire. The biggest prank is Elon Musk tweeting he was going to work for Disney and make their content more woke, which I'm sure there is like an army's worth of people who are like, stand up and like salute and, you know, write 5 laughing, crying emoji faces, even though it didn't even make them smile. I mean, right now it's mostly like April Fool's Day on the internet is just an excuse for brands to cobble together half-hearted jokes and bad Photoshops, in order to just, you know, get our attention as we're giving it to them right now. IKEA Singapore had an ad campaign of invisible objects, spelled INVSBAL. I don't know. Sure.
I saw 7-Eleven made Big Bite hot dog flavored sparkling water.
Okay. We covered it last week when you were out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
None of it. Nothing's like good.
No. It kind of sucks.
Yeah, one is like a baby translator app I saw something like that, or it's like aim it at your baby and it'll tell you what it's like. No one cares. I don't know what it is. I think, is there anything that would make you laugh at this point? Or does it just feel like April Fool's has just, it doesn't fit with our, with like the tone of society, like, or what we're like, everyone's on edge. It's like, dude, I don't give a fuck about fake hot dog sparkling water. Just get the fuck, like, there's real shit going on. Like, please.
Yeah.
Give a fuck if Elon is making the linguine woke at Disney, as he said in that stupid tweet.
Excited to join at Disney as their chief DEI officer. Can't wait to work with Bob Iger and Kathleen Kennedy to make their content more woke, even the linguine.
Oh.
What? Why is that?
I don't know, dude. That's what's like, who is this for anymore? Like, what?
Duncan announced on Instagram they're changing their name to Donuts. What?
Donuts?
I don't know. It just feels like people in a boardroom convincing themselves, just saying over and over, that's funny. That's actually really funny, you know?
Like, you know, because our company has a sense of humor. We like to have fun. You know what I mean? Right. Unless it's like providing better benefits to our workers. But like, so let's just do something funny like fart cologne. Huh? Great.
Did somebody do fart cologne?
But that just feels like the kind of shit. There's a sriracha toothpaste. I don't give a fuck. I don't know why my response is like this. It's almost like, maybe it's like why you're like, hey, kids, do better with your pranks.
Yeah.
It's like, this is such first draft foolery.
Yeah.
Like, really fuck with my sense of reality. Say my fucking cat died, man. I need to fucking feel something.
All right. Finally, we're just keeping an eye on this. We mentioned that there's a lot of stuff happening in the run up to the solar eclipse next week. Or is that later this week?
It's a week from today, right? It's a
week from today.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, a lot of tourism, a lot of people traveling to the path of the solar eclipse.
Mm-hmm.
We mentioned in a previous one, in a previous story about this, that like Indianapolis's eclipse numbers, like the amount of people they have visiting Indianapolis is like way higher than the number of people they had visiting for the Super Bowl when they had the Super Bowl there. It's going to be absolute like
bedlam.
All of these towns are going to be completely overrun to the point that the mayor of Niagara Falls, which National Geographic suggested was one of the best places to see the eclipse, just declared a state of emergency as a precautionary measure. And like, this is a tourist trap. Like, I guess I wouldn't call it a tourist trap because it is like a cool thing to see, but it's a town that is based on drawing tourists there.
Right. Right. And like, buying overpriced ponchos.
Yeah. We're not going to be able to deal with this shit.
Yeah. Good luck to these small places that are going to have like 7 million people pull up looking directly into an eclipse with no protective eyewear.
Because
your hospitals will also be overflowing with people with eye injuries. But I don't know. They're like, you know, and part of me is like, oh man, that's gonna be so cool. Like, it's going to be a state of emergency. That's how many people want to be in the path of totality. But then I'm like, oh no, that actually sounds like the worst way to do it. Like, I feel like the best way is if you could find some random spot just to be there and like not have to have like a bunch of people like, oh, whoa, the eclipse. Like, just to try and experience it in a more, I guess, natural way. But I don't know. I like hearing about like everybody is like preparing, like it's like all police officers and like emergency crew, like they're on alert to like make sure everything is fine. Like they're able to deal with the amounts of people. It feels like the setting for a great or terrible bank heist film.
Like, Miles, I love this pitch. This is an amazing idea.
I know you're reading the notes, but it's this group of bank robbers.
They're
planning a series of high profile bank robberies. But the thing that they have in common is that all of these banks and maybe a Federal Reserve, they lie in the path of totality of the eclipse. And because of that, the municipality's law enforcement resources will be so strained that they can take advantage of this moment and abscond with millions of dollars.
You have the timing down, you know, like the because you have to do it during the eclipse while everybody's distracted and staring at the sun with like bad glasses. Yep. Maybe you switch out the glasses, like a shipment of the glasses, Ocean's 11 style, to like so that everybody's blinded after the eclipse.
All the innocent people and children who just wanted to see it. Sorry.
Sorry, pal.
Sorry.
Yeah, maybe that would be too mean for Ocean's 11. So maybe they just like somehow find a way to do it with the cops.
The ones that like, you're like, oh yeah, we got a shipment of the, you drop these off to like, the chief's like, what's this? I'm like, oh yeah, these are some eclipse eye protection. You know, just want to make sure everybody's safe out there during the eclipse. Oh, I didn't think about that. Thanks. Yeah, you should probably distro them pretty quick to all your men and women out there on the force. Boom.
Want to take a bite? We'll tell you.
Yeah, I'll tell you all about it.
They also, Niagara Falls has like the next 4 days is rain and snow. Like that's the thing that I feel like would really like affect having things. That many people show up and then there's no like sky, no visibility of the sky would be, and that's going to happen in one of these towns. It's not going to be sunny everywhere.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. And then like, you can't ask for a refund to God, can you?
You can. Yeah, actually, you can.
Oh, okay.
Like, usually he's pretty good about like getting Monday, back to you at least.
Monday, partially cloudy. So we'll see.
Yeah. Yeah. Total crapshoot. It does feel like people should just be like, renting an ATV and just driving into the desert. Although that is terrible advice, and I should probably legally not say that on my.
Just going to someone's, undeveloped land, private property.
Random tourists should just like drive into the desert in an RV, you know?
And cook up some meth, man.
There you go.
While you're at it. Anyway.
Yeah, but it's going to be a whole thing. It's like the sort of thing the internet loves, the timing of it, it's happening during the work day, right? So it's like a distraction on a Monday.
Yeah.
And then the possibility of disaster is also there. I feel like, and the possibility of a great bank heist film.
It's there.
Also
it's all there. I'll say this, Jack, when it happens on Monday, I'm going to go outside and do a hard reset, looking straight into that thing for the whole time. I just want to be able to go to sleep at night, close my eyes and see the eclipse. So it stays with me forever.
That's right. Just see a white blob.
Please don't look into the sun.
Don't do that.
Unless you're me, a trained professional.
Second time we've had to give that advice to our listeners.
Hey,
all right.
It is what it is.
Those are some of the things that are trending on this Monday, April 1st. Mm-hmm. Happy April Fool's Day. I hope you're having a better interpersonal April Fool's Day than Elon Musk and the public pranks that are, cracking everybody else up.
Or be so radically honest with someone that they think it's a prank.
There you go.
That's how I would lean into it. You know what I mean? And not in a way that's scathing. Like maybe just reveal a truth or an observation you have in a way that maybe not. I don't know. Look, I'm not a relationship expert, but I might try that later. And if I'm single tomorrow, you'll know why.
All right. Back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Mm-hmm. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.